Edging, written by DJ Pynchon. I can tell how turned on you are right now. I can see. Fuck, if anyone looked over here, they could see your dick making a tent in your pants right now. I'm interested in exploring that later. Right now, I'm more interested in what's going on in your eyes. Or rather, what's not going on. You've been listening to me speak for an hour, and I've been lacing my words with hypnotic phrases for most of that time. Just like your FetLife profile said you wanted. You thought you'd notice, and maybe some part of you did, but that part is hiding from you what I was doing to you. Just like you're not really listening to me now. Yes, that's right. Instead, you've been right on the edge of drifting away, right here in this coffee house. So close to going into that trance. So close to giving in, like your profile said you wanted. I'm pretty certain you want to go over the edge. I can see your eyelids start to flutter. You're looking at me like you want to beg. How long have you been right on the edge of trance? And why haven't you fallen? Is it because you don't know what will happen next? What I will do with you? What I will do to you? What will you have after I'm done? Poor James. See, this is what you wanted, and this is what I'm giving you. All you have to do is say, please, sir, send me over the edge. I can tell from your eyes that you're finding it very hard. That's okay. I only want to work with you if you have it in you to meet me partway. To get a firm grip, just for a second, on your submission. But there I go again, keeping you on the edge. Well, James, tell me what I want to hear.
By now I had lost my place in the book, eavesdropping on this monologue. I wanted so badly to know what James would do. I was so intent on listening for him, I didn't even notice when my own lips whispered the words at the same time. Please, sir, send me over the edge. I've never been able to remember what happened next.